Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese on a Monday. Monday. Coming up in a minute or two, your chance to win $1,000. We do it every day at 3 and 4 o'clock on the Marks and Reese show. All right, Jalen Mills cryptic tweets coming up later this segment because Ben's worried. One of the corners is going. That's what I would say. Like, as we get moving in this week,
yeah,
somebody's going.
It seems like it.
Wonder if it's going to be Jalen Mills. But let me give a quick Phillies mention here because they, hey man, listen,
yeah, come on man,
we're at home in the Phillies,
buried the lead,
and hey,
some people would say
they make a major signing, 3 years, $25 million. They get the starting pitcher, the best starting pitcher that was left on the market, at least the most accomplished starting pitcher left on the market. And Jake Arrieta, and I'm excited. I am. It was they were in desperate need of a veteran starter that actually, like, even if he ends up being a 3.5, 4 ERA and can win 14, 15 games a year, can give you close to 200 innings, for me, they got to spend money on something. They needed a starter.
Yeah, I think this was a piece that a lot of us were sitting around waiting to see what was going to happen. You know, he's waiting on another team to possibly jump up there and give him the years and the dollars that he's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like the Phillies were in the discussions with him from the beginning.
Pretty much.
And they sort of kept the Phillies on the back burner. And then I give the Phillies credit for just, you know, not panicking and just letting this thing sort of play itself out. And then it became very evident that, listen, the Phillies were going to offer you the money that you're looking for. Maybe not the length in years. You're looking for that 6-7 year deal, and I'm so happy the Phillies didn't do that.
They did.
I am so against any deal like that for a pitcher. You just can't do it. This is the perfect length. When you're talking about 3 years for a guy that's 32 years old, he's in the prime of his career. Let's hope he has at least two more good years in him, and we'll see what he looks like in that third
year.
Yeah,
you sign up for that right now.
Yeah, but for a 3 year deal. On a roster that doesn't really have any real high paid players. I know Santana just came over, but Arrieta obviously is the highest paid player on this team right now. And this is such a short deal that this doesn't really kill you moving forward.
No, not at all. No, I look at it and I applaud the Phillies. Matt Klentak, like you mentioned, Ike, they could have went out and they could have given the fourth year and they could have given more money. They could have went 4 years, $110 million. No, you know what they did? They said, hey, at this price, we're willing to do it. We're not willing to go fourth year. Now, there is he can opt out after 2 years, and the Phillies can also, at some point, extend it to being a five-year contract. But right now, as it looks, it's on the books at 3 years, $75 million. And for me, now I look at this team, and I look at the everyday lineup.
Yeah.
I look at the bullpen. The starting rotation looks very good now just because the top two are probably number two pitchers.
Yep.
But, hey, I'll take that over Aaron Nola and everybody else.
Right.
That's for sure.
No doubt about it. You got two guys, and that's going to give you a chance. We know this team right now is basically going to be reliant on their offense. They're going to put some runs on the board in most of these games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You get a break with these two out there, but for the most part, you're going to need to score four or five runs.
And you said this earlier. You stay in contention up until the trade deadline. Now, if you need a starting pitcher,
we'll see where we're at. Yeah.
You go out and you get a starting pitcher via trade. You need something else for the lineup, a bullpen guy, you can do that. So this at least gets him. Now, I don't know when Arrieta is going to be able to start the season, being that he is just signing. I know he's been throwing and things like that, but I don't know if he's going to be ready to go once end of March comes around. But we'll talk about that. So, do you like it? A lot of people on Twitter were being like, he's washed up.
And we're headed down to Clearwater next week.
Next week.
About that.
I'm wondering if maybe we get a chance to speak to Jake.
How about that? Yeah, we have to.
Well, we got to work on that guest list, too. Yeah. We got to get with Cindy Lou and John Brazier to see who we're going to be able to snap on there.
Got to do it.
So, here's your chance, Phillies fans. 888-729-9494. You like it? You love it? You hate it? 888-729-9494. I also do my High Hopes podcast with James Seltzer and Jack Fritz, and we did an emergency one today. So if you want to check that out, I'll tweet that out from my page. So you can check that out if you want extended Phillies coverage. All right, this hour's code word that gives you a chance to win $1,000 is TEAM. Text the word TEAM, T-E-A-M, to 72881. Text TEAM to 72881 right now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. Good luck. Text TEAM to 72881. Your next chance to win 4 o'clock. And then again, we're doing 3 and 4 o'clock for the rest of this week and then into the future as well. So stay tuned for all that. All right, let's get back to the phones here. We have Jim. Jim's in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
How are you?
What up, Jim?
Great, man. I like that Phillies move, Arrieta, man. I think that's a good move.
Yeah. Yeah, helps him.
Yeah, they need some experience down there. A couple of veterans show them what to do. The young boys get it going.
Mm-hmm.
And a little switch over to the Eagles. What wide receivers are out there ready to come to the Eagles? That's what I want to know.
As far as free agents?
Yeah.
Well,
that the Eagles can afford.
Well, that's the other question. I look at it and I say, like, all right, there's actually a lot of wide receivers out there. They're just not anybody that you really want at this point.
Yeah.
You almost want to look at it and say, all right, who's a veteran guy that would take a 1-year contract that can come in here and just, who can be Torrey Smith of next year? It's not like Torrey Smith was great last year.
You want Brandon Marshall?
No, I don't want him. Nope.
Why not? I like Brandon Marshall. He can catch.
Yeah.
Coming off an injury.
He's old, pain in the ass, likes to do TV, has to go up to New York to do TV. No, I don't know if that's a fit, but you know, someone like that.
Right.
Yeah, we definitely need another wide receiver. I mean, you know.
I don't know if we need another wide receiver. Because here's what I'll say. When you have quarterbacks the caliber of Carson Wentz, like these quarterbacks tend to make receivers better. In other words, you know, when you're going to have to pay Carson Wentz eventually. You've already paid Alshon Jeffrey. Like, when you have a quarterback of Carson Wentz's magnitude, you shouldn't have to invest as much money in the wide receiver position as one would think.
There.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, he's going to be good enough. You may have to pay Nelson. What the hell? You're going to have to pay Nelson in 2 years, right?
Yep.
You got to pay Nelson Aguilar in 2 years.
Unless you want to give him a new contract to where, remember, if you extend him in that fifth-year option, then you're going to get, he's $9 million. So it almost makes sense.
Oh, give him a team.
Yeah, I put him on hold so he can hear it. Give him a team. Yeah, no, there's no doubt Nelson Aguilar needs to be back with this team long-term because if you look at the position, they really need him.
Man, we were talking about Ben Simmons and who he's dating.
Uh-huh.
You may want to check on Nelson Aguilar's.
Is she nice?
I think she is. Well, I got another bad team.
Who you got?
East Region. 13 seed. Marshall. Thundering Herd.
Taking on Wichita State. Oh, man.
Come on, man.
All right, Jim, good luck, man.
Okay, let me shake these up, man.
Shake them up. Hey, well, do you know what that means?
Well, the good thing is when you get the bad teams out early, that means the later we go, the better the teams
good ones.
To be. Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, the prize is $500. So if we pick your team and they win it, you win $500.
Cash? Or is this a gift card?
No, it's cash.
$500? Okay.
Courtesy of our friends at Evolve IP. Learn about disaster recovery in the cloud at evolveip.net. Yes, $500 courtesy of Evolve IP.
Okay.
All right. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, you like these receivers, Ike?
I'm cool with our receivers, man. My thing is you got to give people opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You never know who a person, what they could do unless you get an opportunity. And if they feel like they got to get a person later on, they might have to just go get somebody to get cut in training camp. But the thing I don't think that's getting underplayed is sometimes we forget they did draft that guy Sheldon Gibson in the fifth round last year. So maybe they see something in him. They didn't cut him when a lot of people thought he was going to get cut. And he started contributing on special teams. And if I remember correctly, he was a burner. well, I think he was in college. He ran like 4.43. So maybe that's what they're thinking is going to take up Torrey Smith.
Yeah, I don't like maybes. Like, you know what I like?
Have a couple maybes.
No, I agree. But what I'm saying is I want a veteran in here. Let these young guys beat him out. You know what I mean? Let Shelton Gibson beat him out. Let him take their reps. Let a guy that doesn't matter is only on a 1 year contract. Let Matt Collins beat him out.
Here's my thing, John. We only lost one vet as was a receiver last year, and then all these dudes got Super Bowl experience. Like in terms of the run to the Super Bowl, maybe it's time late. So you can't have veterans at every position. We got to pay people. You know what I mean? And then here go. If you want to bring somebody in, I'm not saying I think this is the greatest idea, but if you want to burn or whatever. Maybe you can get the boy Tavon Austin for something cheap. Because he said he wanted to come to – he liked the Eagles. He would like to come here. Of course, everybody wants to because we won the Super Bowl. But
I would love Tavon Austin. I would love Tavon.
You can catch him with some cheap stuff or whatever. But, yo, love the show, man. Keep it going,
You want a team, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I take one. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, let me get you a team.
Let's get some Mike on Ike. See, look at Ike. Ike's digging deep,
Ike. I'm digging for a good one for you, Ike, yeah.
Yeah. Who you got?
I see.
Digging in there.
All right. Midwest Region, 6 seed, TCU Horned Frogs.
All right.
Oh, I'm cool with that.
All right, Ike. Okay. There you go. You ain't right. Winning $500, but, you know, might win a couple games.
Come on, man.
Come on. These 6 seeds ain't winning. But we could sit here and pretend like, oh, yeah.
TCU.
Oh, yeah, the HC could win. No,
they are playing. They play the winner of a play-in game, Arizona State. Or Syracuse.
Ooh.
How about Syracuse getting picked when everyone thought they weren't going to the tournament?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't the Bonnies make it too?
Yeah, Bonnies.
They had no business making it.
I think they're playing in the play-in game also.
Yeah, they should be playing in the NITs where they should be playing. Hey, Ben, do we have a Trey Burton update?
Yes, we have a slight Trey Burton update here. This one comes from... Mike Garofalo. He says that there are about 6 serious suitors for Trey Burton. One team that has emerged that is very interested is the Lions. The Detroit Lions very high on Trey Burton.
Makes some sense.
So there's a very robust market for Trey Burton. He is not just a 1 or 2 team guy.
What would our song be for Trey Burton if he left? We'd have to come up with that. That's something we definitely should, because we were doing it with Nick Foles, but there's less certainty he's leaving than Trey Burton. Can we decipher the tweet coming up as well? Can you do this in the weekend update? You have it? All right, Ben's going to do the weekend update coming up next, 888-729-9494.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.